Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Oh, you can put your hands together. Hallelujah. What a blessing. David said that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Order my steps in your word. Can you tell three people around you and say, Lord, order my steps in your word. Hallelujah. What a blessing to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I believe God has made all things possible, and we are grateful to be here. Amen. It is my prayer that our steps will be ordered in the will and in the word of God. Come on, your amen is way. We will not turn to the left nor to the right, but we would stay in line with his word. What a blessing. Amen. Today is the second week of the second month. Amen. And this month is a month of light. Praise God. Amen. Isaiah said in Isaiah 58 verse number 8 that then shall that light break forth as the morning. Praise God. We are made by the word of God that we are light. Jesus said that ye are the light of this world. Hallelujah. So this month we are shining and shining brighter than any other. And not this month alone, but this month and beyond, throughout the year, we are going to bright better. Hallelujah. But this morning, we want to have certain understanding into the lights which we are. An area where God wants us to touch, understanding the blessings of kingdom stewardship. Amen. Understanding the blessings of what? Kingdom stewardship. All right, close your eyes with me. Raise your right hand to the Father. You want to say, in the name of Jesus, Father, speak to my heart. Open your mouth and talk to him. 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 Spirit of God, we thank you. Spirit of God, we love you. Spirit of God, we honor you. Holy Spirit, this is your time. This is your moment. Have your way. Speak to our hearts. Bless our soul. May we never live here the same. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And let everyone that hear the sound of our voice say a big amen. Amen. Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 24 and 25. Please, I want you to be on your feet as we stand for the reading of God's word. You'll be seated in a moment. But help me open your Bible, unless you don't have one. Say, Pastor, I am there. All right. The Bible says that therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. Say, a wise man. Which built his house upon a rock. I think during the week we spoke about wisdom as one of the functions of light. Light makes you wise. Light makes you wise. Now Jesus says that, therefore, whosoever heareth these words, what words are we talking about? We are talking about the word of God. Heareth these words of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Verse number 25. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Hallelujah. Father, once again we thank you for the entrance of your word. This is the moment we ask that you would open our understanding. Give us grace like never before. May we be able to have deeper understanding of your word. And may your word be embedded in our spirit. May we meditate upon it day in and day out. And let your people, including myself, be blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ, may we prosper in your word. May your word makes us shine like never before. In Jesus' the blessed name, amen. Amen. Please be seated in the presence of God, understanding the blessings of kingdom stewardship. Understanding the blessings of kingdom stewardship. Kingdom stewardship. Somebody will ask, what is kingdom? A kingdom is a king that has domain. The word domain is where we got dominion. So a kingdom is a king that has a domain. A domain is a place of operation or jurisdiction of power where the king's power reaches, or where the king's dominion reaches. We call it domain. So a kingdom is a king who has power over certain jurisdiction, or a king whose power reaches certain geographical environment, or whose authority is brought to bear within a given space. That is a kingdom. A king that has a domain. We believe that our God is a great king. And he has power. And his power is non-comparing. His power has filled the whole earth. Now, anyone who gets born again, anyone who becomes a child of God, you become part of the kingdom of God. That is our God and his power to operate within certain space or certain geographical jurisdiction. So we have the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God, which has a king who is our God. So that is kingdom. Now, when we talk about stewardship, we must understand that in the kingdom, you don't do anything for yourself to succeed. In the kingdom, it is not about what you do out of yourself or out of your will. The moment you come into the kingdom, you submit and surrender your life to the King of the kingdom. Now, in the kingdom, you are not required to do anything out of your self-ability. Everything that you do, everything that you are required to do, comes out of the graces and the strength which the King releases unto you. Everything you possess, everything you have, every blessing, every riches, every endowment, both spiritually and physically, is as a result of what the King has released unto you. Praise God. Now, when the King gives us such graces, such blessings, such riches, such wealth, he expects us to, in quote, manage it or handle it well, and so that that which he has given us will become of good use and of blessing to us. Are you with me? So, stewardship is God's grace to be able to manage and to handle that which he has entrusted into your hands. Stewardship is God's grace to manage and to handle that which God has entrusted into your hands. So, kingdom stewardship is the ability to be able to operate in the kingdom by managing or handling what has been entrusted unto you in the kingdom. Have I made a point? So now we understand what kingdom is, and we understand what stewardship is. Now, for the next 3 weeks or 4 weeks, we'll be looking at understanding the blessings of kingdom stewardship, which means that the blessings that are involved when you and I have been able to receive grace to be able to handle and manage as it is that which God has entrusted into your hands. Now, when you come into the kingdom, we are entrusted with many things. God has freely given us many things. Many things. Many things. Apart from, we have kingdom inheritance. There are kingdom inheritance. Among them is power. Among them is glory. Among them is riches. Among them is strength. Among them is blessings. These are all kingdom inheritance that anyone who becomes part of the kingdom, God releases unto you. Aside that, there are benefits in the kingdom, like good health, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. I mean, you have boldness, you have sound mind. All these things are blessings or benefits that are in the kingdom. You are always filled with love and joy. You have grace to forgive. Among other things, you are blessed of all things, both materially and spiritually. These are things that when we come into kingdom, among other things, that are given unto us. Praise God. I said praise God. So we must know and have understanding of the blessings that are involved when you and I are managing and handling, for lack of a better word, that's why I'm using the word managing. But when we are able to handle and work with it, that which God has entrusted into our hands. In the kingdom of God, every graces, every blessing is not worked for, it is entrusted. Every grace, every riches, every blessing is not what you have worked for, but it is what? Entrusted. God entrusts you with it, and your ability to be able to manage it determines how far you go in the kingdom. Praise God. Praise God. In Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 24 to 25, which is our key scripture, we understand who a wise man is. Say, a wise man. Tell somebody, a wise man. Now, let's receive that. Therefore, whosoever heareth these saying of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. Praise God. So here, who is a wise man? Wise man is the man who knows the right thing to do from the word of God and doing it. A wise man is the man who knows the right thing to do from the word of God and doing it. It is the one who knows the right way to go and going there. It is also the one knowing the right step to take and taking it. Not only that, it is the one who knows the right turn to make and making it. Let me come back again. By virtue of the scripture, we understand that a wise man is the one who heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. So, a wise man is the one who knows the right thing to do from God's word and doing it. He's the one that knows the right way to go and going there. It is knowing the right step to take and taking it. What a blessing. Knowing a right turn to make and making it. So, you understand that knowing the right thing to do is what we call knowledge. Knowledge. Everybody goes to school in order to acquire knowledge. Knowing the right thing to do is what we call what? And I believe many of us have knowledge about many things. You have knowledge. From knowledge you have. Say, I have knowledge. Yes. We have knowledge almost about everything. Now, it is very easy to acquire knowledge unless you don't want to. Somebody can sit at home and learn how to make atomic bombs without going to any school of energy or school of atomic energy. Because every information is available. Are you with me? People can sit in their homes and know how to build machineries, cars, and stuff like that. Now, knowledge is available. But knowledge is not wisdom until it is applied. Are you with me? Knowledge is knowing the right thing to do. And doing it correctly is wisdom. So many people have knowledge, but many people are not applying the knowledge correctly. It is applying the knowledge correctly that makes you a wise man. We discover from the scriptures that serving God and the interest of his kingdom as a lifestyle is that one great thing to do that will put us in command of all other things. Can I come clear? Serving the Lord and the interest of his kingdom as a lifestyle is that one great thing to do that will put us in command of all other things. It is that one great step to take that will lead us into a world of wonders. It is that one great step to take. So, knowing the right thing to do and doing it makes you wise. Now, in the kingdom of God, serving the Lord as a lifestyle, committing yourself to the service of God, makes you come on top, or it places you in command of all other things. Why? Because it makes you wiser. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Knowing what to do and doing it right. Somebody's blessed. Now in Matthew chapter number 6, verse number 33. Matthew chapter number 6, verse number 33. Jesus in his teaching said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Hallelujah. When we seek first the kingdom of God, it puts all other things in our disposal. It places us in command of all other blessings. Knowing what to do and doing it is what makes you wise. And a wise man is likened unto a man who built his house on a rock. And after the rains and after the storm, his house was still standing. I pray that within this month, God, through his word, will make us wise people. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody is blessed. So, back again, what is kingdom stewardship? It is serving the interest of the kingdom in all its ramifications. That is commitment to the growth, expansion, and enlargement, and overall advancement of the kingdom. I'm coming again for those of you who are writing. Kingdom stewardship is serving the interest of the kingdom in all its areas or ramification. That is a commitment to the growth and expansion, enlargement, and overall advancement of the kingdom. Hallelujah. So when you give yourself in knowing what to do and doing it right in the kingdom, it has to be channeled in a way of service and commitment to expanding, advancing, enlarging the growth of the kingdom. So every child of God has been called into serving the interest and the growth of the kingdom of God. Somebody's blessed. Is anybody here with me? Everybody is commanded and charged to serve the kingdom and its enlargement. Amen. Now, John chapter number 15, verse number 16. The kingdom stewardship can be divided into three major areas. We have the spiritual, the physical, and the financial stewardship. It can be divided into three major areas, which is the spiritual stewardship, the physical stewardship, and financial stewardship. John 15, 16 says that ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it unto you. Amen. Exodus chapter number 23, verse 25 to 26. Exodus 23, verse 25 to 26. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and thy water, and I will take sicknesses away from the midst of thee. Continue. There shall nothing cast thee ayond, nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days will I fulfill. Nobody said amen on that. Service. When you serve the Lord, he says, he will bless your bread. Again, Haggai, chapter number 1, verse number 5 to 14. When you go home, you go and read. But this morning, we want to look at one aspect of the kingdom stewardship. Now, in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23. Says that in all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tended only to penury. In all labor there is what? Profit. So although in all labor there is profit, kingdom stewardship stands out as the most profitable of all endeavors in life. Proverbs 14:23 says, in all labor, there is what? Everything one commits himself in doing, every service that one renders, there is profit. But kingdom stewardship stands out of all labor and of all profits that a man receives. Hallelujah. So somebody can commit him or herself to something. You may receive that reward or profit, but in committing yourself to kingdom service and its interest, you have all reward and most profitable reward. Somebody is blessed. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse number 12 to 15. For the sake of time, we want to be very fast. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse number 12 to 15. The Bible says that, and they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. Verse 13. That whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. Continue. And they swore unto the Lord with a loud voice, and with shouting, and with trumpets, and with cornets. Now verse 15. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart, and sought him with their whole desire. And he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. When the people committed themselves in seeking the face of God, they were never disappointed. The Bible says that, and they rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with their whole desire. When you seek and commit to God with your whole desire, he will be found of you. The Lord gave them rest round about. Anyone who commits himself to kingdom laboring is found of God. He said, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all other things. I don't know what is in other things, but all means all. And all means anything that your heart desire, comparing it to this scripture. He said that, and sought him with their whole desire. Everything they ever desired, the Bible said, the Lord was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. I pray for you this morning that as you commit yourself to the kingdom service and kingdom expansion, may the Lord give you rest round about. Rest in your body. Rest from all manner of attacks. Rest in your home. Rest in your family. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord gave them rest round about. May you also have rest. Hallelujah. 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 But of all kingdom services or labor, of all kingdom labor, which means there are many labors that brings profit in the kingdom, which is most profitable than all other services elsewhere. You see, we started by comparing the labor in the house of God and the labor elsewhere. And we understand that all labor brings profit, but the labor in the house of God makes most what? prophet. Are you understanding me? And now, in the labor in the house of God, there are many labors, things that we labor in. But one of the core labors, or one of the core things that God expects us to render good stewardship, spiritual, great stewardship, is what we call soul winning and discipleship. Soul winning and what? Discipleship. Which means that in the church or in the house of God, there are many laborings. Many laborings. When you sing, you are laboring. Eh? When you usher, you are what? Laboring. Right now, what you are doing what? You are laboring. Some of you are looking at my face. That one is not what? Laboring. Somebody is blessed. But there are many what? Laborings. But the most important or the core laboring that God is requiring every one of his children to engage in as your spiritual stewardship is soul winning and what? Discipleship. Write it. Soul winning and discipleship. John 15:16 that we read tells us that Jesus said that ye have not chosen me, but I have what? Chosen you and ordained you. You have been ordained. Say, I am ordained. That I should go and bring forth fruit, and that my fruit should what? Remain. So there is one thing to go for the fruit, and there's another thing making sure that the fruit remains. Now, it's either we are doing one of the two, but then the two goes hand in hand. Are you understanding me? He said that, go, bring forth, and that your fruit should remain. So going to bring forth is what we call soul winning. Making sure that your fruit abides or remains is what we call discipleship. It's what we call what? Discipleship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the core of all laboring in the house of God, no matter what you are laboring for, is to go forth and to make sure they remain. If you are not doing that, then you are left with greater portion of the work to do as a child of God. Are you with me? All we do is good. All we do is acceptable. But the most rewarding is that which we do in the house of God. The most profitable is the service we render unto God. Now, in the service we render unto God, it is committing yourself to soul winning and discipleship that makes you fulfilled in the kingdom. Somebody is blessed. Daniel chapter 12, verse number 3. Daniel chapter 12, verse number 3. He said that, and they that be wise. And who is a wise man? Who can define it? Who is a wise man? Oh, come on. I want somebody to rise up with boldness and say it. Who is a wise man? Only the rise step? Yes. Define it like the way I gave you. Knowing the right thing to do and what? And doing it. Praise God. So today the Lord is showing us the right thing. Many of us know the right thing, but many of us are not doing it right. He said that, and they that be wise shall shine, that is where your light comes in, shall do what? As the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness are stars forevermore. Praise God. Praise God. So we are light. And for those who were with us during the week, I said that one of the functions of light is wisdom. Is what? Wisdom. Anybody who carries light, you are wise. Because light makes you lead. You lead people to Christ. He said, they turn many to righteousness. Wisdom, knowing that I must turn people to Christ and doing it. And doing what? Doing it. And the Bible says this is most profitable. I pray that you'll find your place. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Good. Now, how is soul winning the most rewarding? How is soul winning the most rewarding? How is soul winning the most rewarding? Why is that particular laboring most rewarding? Why? How is soul winning most rewarding? John 3:16 says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Matthew 16:26 quickly. 26, please. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange of his soul? Praise God. Again, Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Say all things. So how is soul winning most rewarding? Number one, a soul is the most valuable treasure to God on earth. A soul is most valuable treasure to God on earth. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You can imagine God's only son. How many of you would have the courage to give up your one and only thing? Something that you know that you don't have any other anywhere. It is the only one you have. But you are willing to give it out. Then it means that that which you are giving for is equally important to you. Before you can let go of your only thing, it means that which you are going for is much valuable than what you are losing. In quotes. Is somebody here with me? How many of you understanding me? God gave his only son. Why should God give his only son just for the world? Because the world is precious to him. Is somebody here with me? If I had two things, I can easily give one, because I know that I have one reserve, and at the end of the day, I will not lose that much. But if I have only one thing, then I should be able to know that that which I'm giving it up for is much valuable than what I'm losing. Am I making sense here? So, Jesus was giving in exchange for a soul. That is what it means. When you look at the next scripture, Matthew 16, 26, he said that what shall a profit a man if he should gain the whole world and what? So gaining the whole world is nothing compared to a soul. Okay. You have everything in this world. It is nothing compared to one soul. Have all the monies, have all the cars, have all the buildings, have all the fame, have all the riches, have every gold in this world. It is nothing. All those things put together is nothing compared to one soul. Which means that a soul is precious before God. Is anybody here with me? Say, I am precious before God. And not you alone. Anyone that ought to be saved is also precious. Every soul, everybody you see around, their soul, no matter how they look, whether rich or poor, whether thick or slim, tall or short, their soul is vital and important to God. He said that, what shall a man give in exchange? So nothing. The only thing that a man can give in exchange for his soul is the Son of God, who is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we must understand that souls, or a soul, is most valuable treasure to God. God values a soul. God values a soul. Tell somebody God values a soul. That is why the whole heaven goes wayward. When one soul is saved, when one person gives their life to Jesus, heaven rejoices. Because there is nothing in this world that is compared to a soul. Somebody is blessed. Again, how is soul winning the most rewarding? Number two, John chapter number 4, verse number 35 to 36. John 4, 35 to 36. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are white, ready to harvest. Praise God. Continue. He that reapeth receiveth what? Wages. And gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Hallelujah. Somebody is blessed. Let's go take another one. Matthew 4:19. Matthew chapter 4 verse 19. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. You know who he's speaking? And you know who Jesus is speaking to at this moment. The second understanding that we need to know about soul winning being most rewarding is that every soul winner is on God's payroll. Every soul winner is on God's payroll. Every soul winner is on God's payroll. How many of you are on government payroll? You are on government payroll. You do a government work. You take your salary from accountant general. Now, those who are on government payroll, they don't worry about whether their salaries will be paid or not. All that they are waiting for is that time of the month. Praise God. And some will be checking for a notification. All that they are waiting for is what? Notification. Tell somebody notification. Because government of Ghana cannot be in debt. Even if they don't have money, not the one they will use to what? Pay their what? Yes. Or workers. In the same way, God has a payroll. And in the payroll, those who have their names in the payroll, that he makes sure that they always receive what is due them, are those who are soul winners. Because a soul is most important treasure to God. So anyone who commits himself to soul winning comes automatically into God's payroll. Do you know that there have been times that the government has defaulted in paying salaries? Maybe you are too young to know. But there have been times like that where workers have gone on strike because salaries are not what? Paid. Salaries are not paid. But we serve a God who never defaults. Is anybody here with me? And once he's committed to paying you, he will even give you more than you needed. Somebody is blessed. So the Bible says that he that reapeth shall receive what? Wages. Wages. He that reapeth shall receive wages. He that reapeth shall receive wages. He that reapeth shall receive wages. How many of you want wages? How many of you wants to be paid? Somebody is blessed. Then you need to start reaping. Again, Matthew chapter number 17, verse 26 to 27. Matthew 17, 26 to 27. Somebody is blessed. Matthew 6, 27 to 27. Say that Peter said unto him, of strangers, Jesus said unto him, then are the children free. Continue. Notwithstanding, let we should offend them. Go thou to the sea and cast an hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money and take and give unto them for me and what? Many of you may not know, but the time came in Jesus' life, the Pharisees, because they wanted to somewhere, somehow, have issues with him, went to him and asked him whether he pays taxes. And Charlie, Jesus has not paid. And he didn't have money on him. So what to do? Problem. Amen. So what he did was, he sent Peter. Say, Peter, Asamaba, Mubajidampo. Which we don't have. So what do? He said, go and catch what? A fish. Go. I have prepared a fish in the sea. And in the mouth of that fish lies a gold. Go take it. Change it. Pay yours and pay mine as well. Let me tell you, Jesus told Peter that, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. Every soul is likened to a fish that has a gold or a coin in their mouth. They have money in what? In their mouth. That when you go catch, it will be a blessing to you and to everyone that is around you. Is somebody here with me? Every fish has what? A gold in what? In their mouth. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. This man, God is committing you to be on his payroll. Your amen is weak for me. I said God is committing you to be on his payroll. Is anybody here with me? Yes. Why? Because soul is most valuable treasure in to God. Now, I want us to, for the sake of time, look at one more and then we are done. Let's look at one more and we are done. Let's look at one more. Job chapter number 36 verse 11. I believe this scripture should be resonating in your spirit at this time. Job 36 verse number 11. He said that everybody go. If they obey and serve him, they will spend their days in what? Prosperity. And their years in pleasure. These are simple truths which has eternal rewards. Practical things which brings permanent blessings. If they shall obey and serve me, they will spend their days in prosperity. See a man who is poor, and I will tell you, the man who neglected the things of God, a man who never sought to serve God in his generation. The Bible says that, and David served the Lord in his generation. And he became a man after God's own heart. Up to now, we mention the name of David because he served the Lord. I don't know about you. The prosperity you are looking for, the peace you are looking for, the joy you are looking for, the riches you are looking for is embedded in your obedience and your service to God. It's embedded in what? Your obedience and your service to God. Be on your feet. Hallelujah. Oh, I thought you have learned something good. How many of you are blessed today? Amen. Raise your hands. You must understand that in all laboring, there is what? In all laboring, there is what? No, I'm not feeling you. Were you here? In all laboring, there is what? What does the scripture say? Is it profit or reward? In all laboring, there is what? Profit. But the most rewarding profit or rewarding labor, let me put it that way, is what? Sowing. Hallelujah. Would you commit yourself to it? This week, this month, make sure that somebody knows Jesus because of you. He said, when you do this, you are likened to a wise man who knows the right thing to do and doing it. Amen. This week, you are going to take a great step of every knowledge you have about the Word of God. And act on it. And the Bible says that as you do that, you are building your house on a rock. And no wind, no storm, no hurricane can be able to put it off. Say, I am wise. Because I know the Word of God. And I'm putting it to use. I am obeying and serving the Lord to the best of my ability. In the name of Jesus, from today, I'm serving the interest of God in his kingdom I will seek the expansion, the growth, the increase of the kingdom of God, which is the church. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.